Are you going from doctor to doctor, spending lots of money, and still not getting results? Would you like to know if you are in the healthy spend zone? Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist. Call me any Thursday on Station 1 from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for a free dousing reading. Find out if you are really healthy at cell level and how you can reverse and improve multiple health conditions before these conditions are found with medical checkups. I look forward to speaking with you, and thank you. Good evening, everybody. This is Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist. I have a private practice in Atlanta, Georgia, USA. And I say USA because this is international. And I am here this evening, like every Thursday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's 8 p.m. Where I live in Atlanta, Eastern Standard Time. But I'm talking with people every week, during the week, clients that come to me that I work with, clients who hear me on BBS radio, and they are connecting with me more and more as the weeks and months go on, and it's very, very exciting. The results are the most exciting thing because there's three different type healers out there. And I'm here on this radio program. You know, BBS radio says, you know, if it's not mainstream, you're gonna hear it on BBS radio. Well, I'm in the perfect arena. There's no question about it because it's very spiritual type healing along with my PhD in nutrition and my understanding of the body and how it works and how healing will take place when you do the most important thing, and that is to eat foods that are right for your genetics. And I know that what I do is above par and really getting to the origins of sickness and removing those problems because I'm working with genetics. And when you look at regular medicine, they're treating symptoms with drugs. When you look at basic alternative medicine, even alternative medicine and alternative healers, they are certainly using natural substances, and that's great. But are they for the specific genetics of the individual? I'm here to tell you, in my practice, everybody I run into, I find that it is not. They may be wonderful products. They may tell me, Dr. Needle, I'm eating right. I do eat right. And my question always is, well, what is eating right? And eating right is for your specific genetics. And I do a 500 food eating plan and of healing and helping people and reversing or preventing, I find over and over that the 500 food eating plan, and it's not a diet, but it is a way to avoid the foods that make you sick and eat more foods that are right for your genetics. Not what the mass media tells us to eat or the latest diet book. And you know, I've been in this field for close to 30 years, and I'm telling you that I used to be the typical alternative holistic nutritionist. And I worked with vitamins, and I guessed most of the time what should be done based on the vitamin research of that marketing company. But you know what? Because of our genetics, think about it. Every single one of us is different. There's not one person out there who is like another person, even if you are identical or paternal twins. You still are going to have different genetics. And so because of the extreme accuracy that I use, and it is, folks, it's psychic. It is demonstrated, and I receive information through a field called dowsing. So I chose to use this particular field because of the vibrations that come through. But the information is coming through to me. The problem with dowsers, for those that are familiar with it, you're using, they call it divining rod. It's just a little pendulum, and you program it, and it spins this way or spins that way. The problem with that is that and dowsers from all over the country come to me because they know that I'm authentic. And I am psychic. I'm using psychic through dowsing. Big difference, because I'm not using my opinions as to what people should take, what the eating plan is in my field. I don't do that. I just receive this God-given gift, and sometime now and then I tell my story, and I won't tonight. But anyway, if you will be listening tonight, I want you a particular thing. I want you, first of all, to call me, and I will give you this number, 1-888-815-9756, 1-888-815-9756, and I would love for someone to call in tonight who's been going to doctors or hasn't been going to doctors, who is on health care or has no health care, but you're not feeling right. You're not, your energy level is low. You've got a lot of pain and aches in your body. Your digestion is not right. You just feel lousy. You're not sleeping well. You're depressed. All of these things I work with, and when we go through the 500 food eating plan, and I'm asking that somebody who's listening out there, we had a wonderful gentleman who listened to me a couple of times call last week, and he's starting our program. But you're not obligated. Tonight, what I want to do is to work with dowsing, and work with this individual that calls me just as if he or she was a client. You just give me a name and where you're from. Your first name is fine. I don't need anything more. And we'll work tonight just as if you weren't, and I were working together and you were a client of mine. And I will go through the systems, and it's fascinating. It's fascinating, everyone, because you find out the correlation with certain eating patterns and what's going on in the body with diabetes, with blocked arteries, heart palpitations, depression, on and on and on, gout. We could go on and on, and it depends on the individual. So I would love for somebody, I will stop what I'm talking about when somebody calls me. You call 1-888-815-9756, and I'll be ready to work with you. And then you can call me if you would like to continue on or ask more questions during the week in my office. And there's no charge for any of this. I want to emphasize that. You're not spending a nickel, but you could be finding out what's the right protein for you tonight, or you'll be finding out why you have this osteoarthritis, or why you have asthma. So this is what I work with, and everybody will begin to understand that our genetics make a big difference. So 1-888-815-9756. If somebody would like to call in, I'll be happy to get started and work with you. And if I can't help you, this is very important. If I cannot help you, if something is so advanced, that would be a situation. It's not very often that I run into that. It's very rare, because in most stages of things that are going on, in natural ways, with natural ways and no side effects, people get off of their insulin, get off their pills from diabetes, get off of their drugs. And I want to mention something. No matter what you hear, no matter what your doctor tells you, every single drug, prescription drug, has negative side effects. Every single drug. There are no exceptions. And what this means is that you will take something and it's treating a symptom. It's palliating or pushing down, let's say, high blood pressure. And so it's working. My blood pressure has dropped. But what price are you really paying? And you know your doctor's not going to tell you. They may know and they may not know. And I'm not beating up on the doctors, because they're just doing their job. They go by what the pharmaceutical companies put out, and they take it and give it to their patients. And goodness gracious, aren't so many people becoming guinea pigs for the pharmaceutical industry? And even with these phenomenal expensive tests and the FDA approval, as they end up years later, like taking medicines for balancing your hormones, hormone replacement therapy, look at the heart attacks that were created. Look at the people who died of strokes or were alive and had strokes. And so years later, they tell us, whoops, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry about that. Gee whiz. They finally stop doing it when enough people are harmed. If you are working in the kind of work that I do, never, never, never would that ever be a problem. Will we get the results of lowering blood pressure? Absolutely. Lowering cholesterol? Absolutely. Bringing the heart into rhythm and working properly. I use, in addition, phytonutrient therapy. And that's a fancy Latin word. Phyto means plant. And what I'm doing with people is giving them plant nutrients along with the genetic eating properly for the first time in people's lives, that will bring about a balance, along with the right nutrition and a specific energy water, which I'm going to talk about in a few minutes. And voila, the body, if it's receiving all of this correct nutrition and food for its particular genetics, very important for its particular genetics, the body will heal itself. Doesn't that make sense? Has anybody been told the body heals itself? Most people haven't, and this may be the first time that you've heard it. So again, if you want me to work with you tonight, and again, I just get you, you know, you can be Joe from Minnesota. That's fine. That doesn't matter. We're not giving out identities here. My purpose is to let more and more people understand that when you call 1-888-815-9756, and it'll beep in, I'll pick up and stop where I am, and we'll get started, and there will be a lot of free information. And it will be a tremendous a tremendous learning experience for all the people who are with me tonight. Okay, tonight I want to spend this hour, unless somebody calls me, on supplements. Number one, do we need supplements? Well, our soil has been depleted. There are 10 to 16 or 20 minerals in food, if that much, when years ago there were many, many more minerals, trace minerals. All of these different enzymes and antioxidants and stuff that we're looking and reading, if you go to health food stores, even if you go to the drug stores or the supermarkets, much less health food stores today, it's there, and of course getting on the internet. So in the broad spectrum, there is no question that high levels of health. Oh, I think we've got somebody beeping in. Hello, good evening. Who am I talking with?
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Okay, Jennifer, where are you from?
I'm from California.
California, okay. Good. How old are you?
I'm 32.
Okay.
I'm almost 33.
Okay. All right. Well, Jennifer, what I'm going to do is to treat you at this point, okay, if you're with me, and I will ask, you know, do you want me to go here and go into this area and get permission? I don't just jump in, but with your permission, what I would like to do is to treat you as if you were a client, and this is how we would begin. So I'm going to ask you, Jennifer, on a spinning scale of is my health good or is my health fair or is it almost not good or is it not good? Would you like me to douse and let's see what we come up with?
Okay.
Okay. All right, Jennifer. So just a second and let's see. All right. On the quadrant of dousing, I'm coming up with that it is a low level of normal. What I mean by that is that your health is not in the beneficial spin zone, and let me be honest with you, any client that comes with me is not. They end up there, but they don't start out that way, and it's my job along with the client to work together to get them healthy. But what I'm saying is you're not unhealthy for your age, but you are missing some things which we're going to get into. And are you okay for me to ask specific questions or to come up with things that I get? Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
That's great. Okay. Now, let's talk very broadly. I am going to be 72 in May. My wife is going to be 71 in August. That's our chronological age. My real age is 44. The organs in my body, the health in my body, and please understand, we take no medicines. My wife and I take zero medicine. We don't worry about the health programs that are going to be put up and all of the co-payments and the repeated trips to the doctor and so forth. My wife is 2 years younger than me. She's 42. So she's 42, 44, and we're in our early 70s. So what I want to do now is to see where you are and understand that it won't be close to your age, so that I won't shock you with that, but it's very normal. It's so normal that people think that's okay, I'm healthy. Why? Because that's what we've settled upon, because we don't know anything about the genetic working of the body, And yet here is a way, and this is why I've gone on international radio, to let people know that there is a way that's affordable with natural healing that can keep you, particularly at 32 years old, save you hundreds of thousands of dollars in the future over the next few years if you follow the traditional medicine or even some of the holistic stuff that's out there. So let's take a look and let's see what's the real age of Jennifer. Just a second. The real age, Jennifer, inside the body, 55.
65?
It is the real age of the health inside your body. That will be reduced. That will come down dramatically. You will end up like Dr. Needle and his wife, Jackie, who are younger, 20-something years younger. Now, you got to remember, I've been doing this for several years. So, but this is not to, it is to let you know that if you go to your doctor, well, your cholesterol is normal, everything's fine, how do you feel, call me if you got a problem, that doesn't mean it's true health. You with me? That's not true health. That's what my program is all about. So let's look at the organs and let's start. What I'm going to do is to check and see. Let's start with the heart itself. And the heart's got some nutritional deficiencies. You don't have a heart condition. You with me? You're not going to have a heart attack over this. But what it is that it can be improved by eating the right foods for your body. And also, it can be improved by the nutritional deficiencies. Okay? There is no plaque in your arteries. Isn't that good news?
That is great news.
That is great news. And, you know, the older people are, unfortunately, the more plaque that builds up. And so if you decided to come with Dr. Needle, it will prevent you from plaque buildup over a period of the lifestyle that you're eating that has caused your real age to be 55. Okay, let's look at insulin and blood sugar. The blood sugar, okay, is off. Are you pre-diabetic or are you type 2 diabetic? No, but your blood sugar level at this point is not where it should be for high levels of health. It's not balanced, and that will affect triglycerides, which are raised. That will affect the pancreas. And it's slightly enlarged, and that's because you're putting out a lot of extra insulin from that hormone, okay? That hormone insulin by the pancreas is working extra. It's working overtime to neutralize the different sugar that you're bringing into your body. And if we have time tonight, we're going to do some of this eating plan, and we will pinpoint some of these things. Okay, so let's look at the blood pressure. The blood pressure is slightly high. It is not extremely abnormal, but it's not normal for you, and there's something causing that. The eating plan will probably pinpoint that out. Let's look at cholesterol level. The cholesterol level is also raised. Okay. None of this is dangerous. Please don't misunderstand me. This is no need for you to get on a cholesterol drug. Are you on any medicines now?
I am, actually.
You are?
Yes. I take, I get an infusion of Remicade. I have arthritis and psoriasis.
Okay. All right. Okay. So let me ask, in Dr. Needle's program, psoriasis, could it become better? Yes. Could it cure it? If you stayed with me, yeah. It will do it naturally with taking away the foods, Jennifer, that are making people sick. The primary cause of sickness and disease is eating the wrong lectins. What do I mean by lectins? Okay, those are protein substances in all of our food and in our drink. And if those lectins are right for your genetics, they're going to digest properly, go into the cell, and everything's going to be digested beautifully and utilized. If the food is not right for your genetics, okay, remember, we're all different. If it's not right for your genetics, what's going to happen is that it is going to react and it's going to be some inflammation, okay, irritation. And where is it going to happen? It's going to happen with you so far. It's going to affect the heart. It's going to affect your blood pressure. It's going to affect your cholesterol. And there are foods that you are eating that definitely are causing the pain and the arthritis. Every drug, I'm repeating from earlier tonight, every drug, medical drug, has a negative side effect. It will help and pinpoint what's going on, but it creates toxins somewhere else in the system, and then all of a sudden you got another problem later on. What do? You go to another doctor, and then you got another problem. So you get this drug and that drug. By the time you're a senior citizen, you're taking, 7 to 10 to 12 to 15 drugs. It's absurd. It actually is slowing up and causing the early death of people because they're taking all of these drugs. And so I hit on this very heavily because at age 32, you have a magnificent way to truly naturally heal your body in the future if you decide that you would want to work with Dr. Needle. So let's carry on here. And you mentioned you were taking a medicine for arthritis?
Yes, I have psoriatic arthritis.
You have what?
I think it's caused by the psoriasis.
Okay, all right. So if I could not, it's more, Jennifer, the spin of it is extremely strong that we can eventually, I can't give you a timetable on it, once we get started I can come closer to it, that will go away from a natural standpoint without having to take these drugs. So let's go now. And what I want to do is we've looked at a few of the organs of the body, all right? What I want to do now, and I mentioned to you lectins, okay? And these are in all our food. Again, these are the negative foods in your body for your genetics that cause sickness and illness. There is a reason that you've got this. Now, where does it show up? It shows up in a predisposition. So there is either up, you may not be aware, it could have been your great-grandparents on your mother's side or whatever. It might be your parents, whatever. That's not the point. But somewhere up line, okay, these weaknesses came into your system. And because of your lifestyle and your life living at this point, you're building up these problems in your predisposition or the weaknesses that come from your genetics. You're with me on that?
Right.
Okay. All right. So what I want to do is that I'm going to start, and we're not going to go through 500 foods. That would take us 2 hours. And that's what I do with each client, where I get very, very specific. But what I can do tonight is let's look at meat, okay? This is a category, and there'll be a vegetable category, a fruit category, grains, spices, and that's what we're going to, work with tonight. So let's look at meat, okay? And let's look at meat. Bacon and
maybe I should tell you I'm a vegetarian.
Pardon?
I guess I should tell you I'm a vegetarian.
Okay, let's see if that's good for you. What, Dr. Needle? What do you mean? Vegetarian is what we all should be? N-O, Jennifer, N-O. No. maybe you shouldn't be one, and maybe you should genetically. Not what you philosophically might believe is good and green, to be green for the environment, and that's wonderful, and slaughtering and all of this business. And what I'm saying is that there are people who are vegetarians out there, and we're going to find out in a minute where you're standing, but there are people out there who are biochemically killing themselves, being something that genetically they're not, and nobody else can tell them. And this particular program and procedure that I work with is extremely accurate, and it always, people always get better with it. So I can give you this information, and then you can decide, you know, where you want to go with it. Okay, so let's look at beef. Okay, let's look at beef, and let's look at chicken, and let's look at turkey. Are, when you say vegetarian now, they're octo-vegetarians, they're vegans, okay, they're lacto-vegetarians. What categories of or are you eating any red meat? Are you eating any chicken or turkey or fish?
No, I don't eat any. I don't eat anything out of face, pretty much.
Okay.
I do eat. You know, I do eat cheese.
Let me tell you. 20 years ago, I was where you were. 20 years ago, I was in my 50s. You want to know that Dr. Needle, after about 8 months, developed a very large cyst up in my gum area. I mean, it was huge. It was, you know, like your fingernail size. That and I didn't know, because I philosophically, Jennifer, I believed that it was the right thing to be a vegetarian. And philosophically, I still believe it. But biochemically, I might be dead by now. I wouldn't be 44 years old inside. So I've been able to turn it around. So let's go forward. And I'm here to tell you, okay, that you are biochemically a meat eater. You should be, and you are suffering and on all these drugs at 32 years old. That's absurd. You're way too young to be on this stuff and to have these kinds of problems. I'm speaking generally, okay? I'm speaking generally about your age. So I'm not, you know, picking on you. I'm just telling you that it's not necessary. You don't have to be that way. So I am telling you that I'm not talking about necessarily steak, okay, or even hamburger, but you need some chicken and you need some turkey, okay? Not necessarily veal or lamb, but primarily you would do very well and feel better. And let me ask now, okay, are you protein deficient? Okay? Is Jennifer have sufficient protein in your body? You are deficient in protein, dear. And you know what? Your skin, your hair, your nails, your inside, the tissues of your body, you have aged your body being a vegetarian, a vegan, without question. Now, are you eating eggs?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay. They are very important to your diet. That's a very strong protein for you. Nothing with that. You're not eating any fish either, right?
No.
Okay. If you came to Dr. Needle, first of all, in the first month, your protein levels will rise because you would eat from the 500 food eating plan, and that would be, you know, in detail. I'm giving you the overall part of it. Now, Jennifer, if I don't want to be harsh, and I don't want to come down on you, but I see this more than I want to see it. I see people making themselves sick with heart disease and cancer and diabetes and arthritis and all this stuff. And when we pick it out and look at it, oh my goodness, it becomes very simple. But to get that information, that's the key. So let's go on and let's look at dairy products. Okay, and in there we can go from, you know, American cheese and eat them. Are you eating any dairy products at all?
I do. I do eat some cheese and other dairy.
Good. Okay, that's where you're getting some protein from, but again, overall, you are very, very deficient. If you were on my program, okay, I would put you on a protein shake that you would drink 7 days a week to help bring up your protein. And I can tell you now that there is a whey protein. Whey is a derivative from dairy. And I would get a whey, not chocolate. You will do better with a vanilla whey shake, W-H-E-Y. It's a dairy derivative, and that would help bring up right now, whether you come with me or not, you can help yourself this evening and start to build up your protein levels. Will that be enough for you and everything will be hunky-dory? No. No, no, no. And we're going to go further. Okay. Let's look at nuts and seeds. Are you eating them?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you eating them fairly regularly?
I eat peanut butter.
Okay. Well, peanut butter...
I probably don't eat nuts.
Yeah, peanut butter is a legume, so it's not really a nut. So you're fine
oh,
with
really?
Peanut butter, but if you are... I may shock you here. If you're eating almonds and filberts and cashews and pecans, okay, they're negative. They are irritating. Walnuts, seeds. If you're eating a lot of seeds, vegetarians, you know, get into a lot of seeds. They are, for your genetics, you got to remember, Jennifer, it's in your body. Doesn't mean it's bad for the next person. You understand? And there are some, there's some vegetarians that should be. I can tell you that most of them are not. Are you B12 deficient? Big, big time. Very serious. Very serious. If you continue on the route that you're on tonight, I guarantee you, you'll be on more medicines, you'll be at the doctor more and more, you'll be spending more co-payments, and you are going to feel crappy because you're not changing your eating plan for your genetics. Let's look at beans now, okay? The category
okay.
of beans, okay? Azuki, black bean, black-eyed peas, they're all fine, and as a vegetarian, I used to be told, well, I mix my beans with my rice, and I'm getting my protein from my beans. N-O! You're getting some protein, but you are deficient in protein. So if you're eating those beans, it ain't helping. It's not working. Not for the serious protein deficiency. So lentils. Okay, now let's get to soy. Some people can handle soy products. Soy cheese, okay, tofu and stuff. It is irritating. The lectins are irritating for your genetics. They are causing, are you eating much soy or none?
Oh, I eat a lot of soy, a lot of tofu-based
okay.
products.
Okay, I'm here to tell you it's making you sicker and sicker. Get off of soy.
That's scary.
It's scary. It's the truth. I don't like to shock people, but I help everybody who comes to me. My accuracy is enormously right. And if you were a client of mine, I would say to you, Jennifer, I'm going to lay out a specific eating plan. You don't have to do 100% of it because that's too anal. That, you know, we're in the real world here, and you could have probably, if you did 85% of it, and there's 15% where you can cheat. So now and then, if you're eating some tofu, if you ate it every day, that would be terrible. You would really be setting yourself back. But that, you know, I make it livable for people where they can, this is not a strict diet, and then I'm going to lose, you know, weight loss. Diet and then I lose it and then I can't stay on that and I got to go back and I have to keep coming back to Weight Watchers and all that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your health and your genetics. Do you have a weight problem?
Yeah, I'm overweight. I had a baby about a year and a half ago and
okay.
I lost a lot of weight breastfeeding and then I gained most of it back.
Yeah, guess what? When you start, you know, I've got a family where the grandmother has sent is sending the mother. She's already sent me one of the grandchildren who has ADD and Asperger's, and we're working with that whole family. So if you ever came with me, we could get that baby on the right genetic feeding form for his. He won't be taking supplements, you know, as a baby, but it would be a lot better. And so that way, what I want to mention is we're not a weight loss program. That's not why people are coming to us. But sometimes, depending on the individual, when they start getting the foods that are right for their system, even if they're not working out or, you know, on the Biggest Loser kind of thing program, even if they're not doing any of that, because the cells and the body starts to get satiated, and finally they're going, oh, Jennifer, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're now giving me what I need to make you healthy. When you start doing that, you can lose several pounds over a period of time without even trying. But we never tell anybody you're coming with Dr. Needle for weight loss because there are no magic bullets out there. Okay, I mentioned the peanut butter. That's one of the beans, and you do very well with beans, and that's fine. Now I'm going to look at the oils, and from almond oil and avocado, I want to mention one thing. We read a lot, and if you read nutrition books, that cod liver oil olive oil is the number one oil for people. Not necessarily. It's not. That's the Mediterranean diet, but everybody's genetics are different. I'll say it 100 times tonight, probably before the hour's over. And so what you want to do is to, you can handle several different oils, so you don't have a problem with that. And one of them is olive oil, but don't just stick with that. I don't think you are, but don't worry about, because you can handle the avocado and the sesame oil, not the soy oil. Why? Because genetically, soy is not in your best interest, so you're not going to get into it. Let's move to grains, because I'm looking at the time here, and we've got about almost 15 minutes, so we're doing good. We're going to get through this eating plan, which is very, very exciting. Okay, under the grains, you can wheat, barley, rye, and oats. A lot of people do have problems with that. It's not an allergy. It's a lectin resistance. That is a 100-year-old theory. It's never been proven, but by gosh, it is extremely accurate. I mean, I call it, I don't think there's anything such as 100% accuracy, but it's pretty close. It's pretty close. So you're showing that you can handle, you don't want soy flour, but you can handle the grains. So that's not the problem. So far, what we've looked at is to say that you're not a vegetarian genetically. You may want to still eat that way. And I would say to you, it would be to a very, very damaging further aging of your system, that as you get older, things will get worse and worse. And if it is scary, it's God's truth. I don't scare anybody intentionally. I tell them God's truth, and then it's up to them what they want to do. Let's look at vegetables, okay?
Okay.
One of the things with vegetables is mushrooms, okay? They are, if you were sitting here, Jennifer, at my desk in my office, and you saw this dowsing rod, it would be spinning almost out of my hand negatively. All mushrooms, I'd stay away from them.
Oh, good, because I hate mushrooms.
You mean what?
I hate mushrooms. That's perfect.
That's perfect. Good. But you're doing okay with, you know, olives and cucumbers, garlic, ginger root. You can handle flaxseed. You're okay with potatoes. So you're really what we have found so far, okay, that I would continue to stay away from red meat, okay, and lamb and veal. okay, and hamburger and steak. But I would bring chicken and turkey, and you know what? I've dealt with vegans, strong vegans, for years. They've been on it for years, and you may not just rush back into it overnight. It may take you a little while, but if you haven't eaten it at all, you know, go once a week or twice a week, every 3 days, and gradually work yourself back into it. I guarantee, I put it in writing, that you will get better and better and better. And if you come with me, it will take it a quantum leap, because I can't cover everything in my program that, you know, on the air. So that's
right.
The main thing so far that we have to look at. So with in terms of vegetables, okay, you can handle seaweed. So you could have, I don't know if you ever, do you ever eat sushi or not?
No, uh-uh.
Okay, but you can handle the rice and the fish and the seaweed if you ever, you know, ate those foods. They would be, you know, very, very good for you. Now, here's a category that is really interesting in my practice when I work with people. Fruit and fruit juices, okay? I have to tell you, okay, fruit has sugar in it, and it's fructose. Fructose breaks down to glucose. It doesn't matter where the sugar comes from. It can be a Snickers bar or a Hershey. Okay? It can be eating too much fruit. And the American Cancer Society is doing such a disservice to this country and the world by telling people eat 5 to 9 servings of fruit and vegetables every day. I'm going to give you a quick personal story. Okay, back in the early 90s, I was the Southeastern juice man. I had my own juicer, European juicer. You may have seen Jack LaLanne on television if you're flipping through the channels talking about it, how wonderful it is for everybody. And in the early 90s, I traveled. I did radio and television and, you know, talk shows like this, and I was big into the proponents of fruit juice and the healing of fruit juice. And I'm here to tell you, unknowingly, Jennifer, that I created, unknowingly, several diabetics, because I used to buy into that too, and that I don't have a client. They're either, it comes to me and your blood sugar is raised, I would say, are you a fruit eater? Are you eating it every day?
I don't like fruit that much, so I don't eat a whole lot.
Okay. Well, your sugar is coming from somewhere else. It's either coming from not too many grains. You must be eating a lot of simple sugars, right? Sweets?
Oreos and, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's coming from there. But I would say to you, if you're going to eat a fruit, don't eat more than one a day. And what I really wasn't talking directly to you about, you know, eating a lot of fruit, but I want our listeners to hear about this information. In your case, if you're going to, you know, don't load up on fruit, and you're not, or you're going to, if you are going to eat it, you know, one piece is enough. I wouldn't do any juicing, zero. I don't recommend it for anyone. The former Southeastern juice man. It's a learning process from almost 20 years ago that I've been in so many things and studied so much and worked with my clients. I'm now at a position that I can coach people and help them and not go through some of the things that I did, and for you not to continue as a vegetarian. And that's going to be your choice. And I'm not asking you tonight, will you change? That's, you know, I'm not going there. I'm telling you what's best for your body and healing. Okay, let's look at beverages for Jennifer. Do you drink much wine or things like that?
I have beer occasionally, but I don't.
Okay, and it's occasionally.
Wine.
You're not having any problems with that. Are you a coffee drinker?
Yeah. Yeah, I like coffee.
Okay. Regularly?
Yeah, pretty much. Almost
okay.
every day.
Do you have a handkerchief or a Kleenex?
I do.
Okay. Have it right there. I don't want... You may cry a little bit. Coffee is not in your best interest.
Oh.
And I'm saying don't get off of it. If you're going... Cut back gradually... But don't try to get off because it is a drug. It has a drug-like effect, and you'll have a lot of reactions from it by just getting off of it. But it is the lectins are irritating your body, okay? It's not like red meat is irritating, but it's fairly strong, and it's enough to work on it, and you may want to wean off or cut back. You know, that's going to be your choice. Do you drink green tea?
No, I don't.
Okay. It is more irritating to you than coffee.
Oh,
isn't that
wow.
something? Everybody's supposed to drink and get the polyphenols and the antioxidants and all the healing of green tea, and that's the way the advertising works. Wrong! It doesn't work for everybody. And there are people out there toxifying, Jennifer, taking their bodies and irritating it, and they're thinking that they're doing with this wondrous green tea. And one size does not fit all. One person's food can be another person's poison. Look at the mushrooms as an example. So let's look at condiments. You don't have any problems with vinegar or mustard, or if you drank, apple cider vinegar, you would be okay with that. And we're looking at the sweeteners through here, and let's see if you have a problem with some of these sweeteners. And again, we would go into more detail, certainly if you were with me as a client. But I want to get in as much information as I can in the few minutes that's remaining. So let's look at molasses and sugar. And you can handle stevia as a sweetener. Do you use sweeteners at all?
Yeah, I usually just put sugar in my coffee.
Okay. All right. Because of the blood sugar problem, I would try to try stevia. I wouldn't use Splenda. It's not good for you, although there are some people that can handle it. And you know it's everywhere now. But stevia is the leaf, and it comes from Brazil, South America, and it doesn't raise blood sugar. And... that would be ideal for you, and if you're drinking that coffee and shoving that sugar in every day, you are loading up and mainlining sugar. So it would be better for you not to just take straight sugar. Let's look at some of the herbs and spices through here, and wintergreen and spearmint. Your body can handle all of this, peppermint, and guarana and cumin seed and cinnamon. You're okay with that. So I have quickly run through, but I gave you the major problems. Now, I want to give out my and I will again before the night's over. It's almost coming to a close. But give out my toll-free number of my private practice, and that is 1-800-653-1056. 1-800-653-1056. So if people want to call me Monday through Friday, daytime hours, it's Eastern Standard Time, so you're 3 hours behind me, Jennifer, out in California. But if you want to call me, and if I'm not in, leave a message, and I'll get back with you certainly before the end of the day. And if anybody is further interested, and Jennifer, if you are further interested and want to know, Mike, I don't get into the cost factor. I can tell you, I'll be very honest with you and very blunt. It could save your life if you decided to come with me. It will save your life because you're headed down the road with a lot of, you've already started with some problems, and they can be erased. The things that I brought out, Jennifer, with you tonight, there's more to it, but we couldn't cover it all, and that's what I work with clients. There is the mineral and vitamin and antioxidant deficiencies. I don't recommend any supplement to somebody unless it's genetically right for them. I check the protein drinks that people take. I know Jennifer does not at this time, but I check if you're drinking a protein to let you know what's the right protein. We did that tonight. I also check to see if your supplements, and believe me, I have taken people, Jennifer, I've got people that take hundreds and hundreds of dollars a year worth of supplements, and they're not right. They spend a fortune.
Crazy.
They're guessing. It's all guesswork. That's what I used to do in my practice, is guess what my clients did, and I found out that a lot of the clients didn't get well, but I didn't understand it. How come they didn't get well with this product? A great company, been around 50 years. People swear by it. It's in all the health food stores because it didn't work for their genetics. So with God-given talent and gift that I've got, and it's not me, it's the information that comes through me, I'm able to heal everybody that I work with. And if I couldn't help Jennifer, I would have told her tonight. So any other questions that you might have at this time, Jennifer?
No, this has been really exciting. I'm very interested.
Well,
I was just looking at your
website.
Call
me at 1-800-653-1056. We'll talk some more, and I don't give physicals. A medical doctor gives physicals. But what I do is to see what's making people sick and not taking a drug to palliate or push down the problem, or you're not getting rid of your arthritis. When you take a drug, you are controlling it. You're controlling your cholesterol. Everybody gets off their medicines eventually who stay with me, unless it is very, very advanced. And then, guess what? I tell them right up front. We don't even, I wouldn't have talked to you tonight, Jennifer, if I couldn't help you. So I thank you very, very much. I appreciate everybody listening in. I hope that you understand that what's coming in here is a way of healing people, and I want to take it all over the world, and what a way to start with bbsradio.com. Okay, Jennifer, God bless. God bless everybody listening. And again, 1-800-653-1056. Give me a call during the week, and I'll be glad to talk to you. If you want to email me, you can email me at info@dowsing.com. info@dowsing.com. I beg your pardon. It's Dowsing for Health. Yeah, I'm sorry. I missed saying the other part. info@dowsing.com. I'm hurrying to get through here. info@dowsingforhealth.com. 1-800-653-1056. Good night, and God bless. And Jennifer, I hope to hear from you.